Hey there, Falcons fans. I am DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. Thank you for joining me for Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface. What a big win over the New Orleans Saints, the division rival that we love to beat. Great game, a lot of great plays involved, and I got a couple plays I want to show you today that you're going to be pretty excited about. Let's talk about the first play, which is that long 75-yard run by Devontae Freeman. So the Falcons want to run inside zone here, but I'm going to talk about the big guys up front. We got to give our big guys a lot of love because they create the lanes in here as well. But also, Mohamed Sanu is right in here. He's going to insert right in here to block this safety. Tololo's going to block this in, and we're going to get a good double team right here by the guard and tackle, blocked back by the center. And even though we got a double team here, we're going to sift up to this linebacker. Now, the hole for Devontae Freeman to run through is going to be so small, but the guys up front got to do a great job of getting to that next level. You always hear me talk about getting to that next level, and the guard, Chester, here does a good job of getting to the next level where he has to hit this crease right through here. So the play gets started. You can see exactly where I'm going here. There's a double team. We'll go back just for a slight second. Here's the double team by these two guys. Double team. Sanu's going in here to replace what we call an insert. Guard gets off to the next level. Create here, back block here, and here's a crease for Devontae to run through. As the play continues, you can see the small crease. This crease is so small. Look, there's a small crease Devontae has to go through. Good job of really getting his leverage on this linebacker. Look at Schrader finishing this defensive tackle. That's what we call a pancake block, a great pancake block by Schrader. And look at the small hole for Devontae to go through. And also, look at the safety. Safety is almost 10 yards away. By the time he hits it, he has no chance. And the corner on the outside takes a bad angle, who tries to run him down, but just a great job by Devontae hitting it. And we know what happened after that, 75-yard touchdown. So excellent job with the guys up front. Double team up to the next level. Crack back. Receiver, Mohamed Sanu, inserting on the inside. Doing a great job. So everybody has to do their job up front, even receivers. And the ultimate ending is a 75-yard touchdown play. All right, we just saw a great play by the offensive linemen doing their job up front, creating holes for the running backs, i.e. Devontae Freeman on the 75-yard touchdown. Let's talk about some things that goes on in the mind of Matt Ryan, especially when he's going through his progressions. We're going to talk about the Tololo catch that went for a big gain, but Tololo was actually the fourth read on this particular play. And I'm going to tell you exactly how Matt Ryan got back to it and why. Matt Ryan's going to run what we call the naked bootleg. Naked bootleg comes here. He fakes it here, fakes it to Tevin Coleman, and he goes here, but then he's going to bootleg around. Now, the routes on this particular play, you got a corner route here. You got Sanu who comes across, and he's in the flat. You got Julio as the deep crosser route. And then you're going to see Tololo, who is right here. He's just going to sneak down, and he's going to be like a little check down. Everybody's going to get out. They're going to be gone. All the linebackers are going to be gone. And then you're going to see Tololo sit in there for the big game. So the play gets started. There's the naked bootleg. See Matt coming around. You see Sanu coming out to the here. You see Tololo coming to sit down. Here's Julio on the cross route, corner route. Let it play a little bit more. And here's where the progression has to happen. Here's number one back here, covered by two guys. On the back end, Julio crossing route, linebacker looking him up. Got another linebacker bracketing him. He's covered. In the flat, Sanu, he's got a guy covering him. But where's Tololo? Here's Tololo right here in the middle. Nobody around because both linebackers are gone. Every linebacker is in the flats. And Matt Ryan has to see, this is what he's looking at. Covered, covered, covered. Go down to my fourth read, which is the check down to Tololo. Going through his progressions. Boom. That's what we call a big play. It's going through his progressions. Everybody doing their job. And each guy having to take an advantage of a defense that looks up everybody else, but there's always a check down. Matt Ryan getting to his fourth read, and that's the reason why this season he's hit 13 guys for touchdowns. 10 guys have had two or more touchdowns. He goes through all his progressions and makes the correct reads, and that's why I believe he should be the MVP, but we'll see. Thank you guys for joining me. I am DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. This has been Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface. We'll see you in a few weeks for a division playoff game.